It's been a great 2 days. You know, the process and how it all worked. We all sat down this morning and said we'd like to come out with, you know, a couple different guys, and it worked out exactly the way we planned. So it's been a great 2 days for us.
Start with Jalen. What stood out about his tape?
Mm-hmm. You know, he's a freak of an athlete. He's a guy that can lock down a receiver. He has the ability to move inside and play some nickel. And just his athleticism is, you know, unmatched right now. So we're very excited about him. And what that does is it brings a real set of competition there in the back end. So those guys know it. We already met today. They know that Jalen Ramsey obviously was drafted. And you could tell that they're on board with it, but they know it's going to be a competition, which brings out the best in everybody.
When the draft started again, did you think Jack was still a long shot, even though there's only a couple teams in front of you?
Today?
Yeah.
You know, he's such a good football player. We went out as a staff. I shouldn't say as a staff, but there's a bunch of us that went out to California and worked him out. And you couldn't tell there was any type of knee injury with him. He's a freak athleticism. He can run. He hits. And the way he competed in that workout, he wasn't in top shape just because he hasn't had an opportunity to work out consistently. But how he competed in that workout was unbelievable. So, you know, we're very excited about getting Miles.
At any point, whether it was late in the first round or early in the second, were you either giving David a look about maybe nudging to get up to get?
As coaches, we always want to move up and get more players. You know, and then obviously whichever side of the ball you're on, you're selfish. But at the same time, you know, we got to stick with the plan. And we got to decide what's best for the organization long term. And the way it all worked out, and obviously they know more about it than we do as coaches, and it worked out, you know, exactly how we wanted it to.
You got a lot of pieces to kind of fit together. Yeah. Much of a challenge is that going to be for you and for those guys, too, especially the veteran guys?
You know, they've all been in. We've been here for almost 2 weeks now, working on things and meeting with the guys and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's starting to gel together. That's going to be very important that they understand that. But the guys on our roster now are really welcoming them. And you already see a bond starting to be developed. So that's very important for us.
The late workout with Yannick on Monday?
Yeah, flew out on Sunday and worked out Yannick on Monday morning. And sent it all, recorded it on my phone, sent it all back. And he had a great workout. You know, he was 252 pounds. Size was a little bit of a concern to see how well he's putting his weight back on, and had a great workout. We're very excited about him as an edge rusher. He's got to continue to work versus the run, but where we're built and how things are going right now, you know, we see him as a situational pass rusher, and he's going to continue to mature as a run stopper.
Does he have pretty good variety of moves?
Yes, and you know, they showed a highlight on there. His first step is really, really good. You know, he can cover some ground vertically. He has the ability to lean and bend. He not only is a speed guy, but he has you know, enough man in him to be a power rusher also. He can come speed to power, and you can't be a one-trick pony when you're rushing the passer. So, you know, we're very excited about Yannick. Talking to him on the phone, you know, I told him when I was there, hey, we're coming after you. And that's the first thing I told him on the phone, you know, so it all worked out, and both of us are very excited.
What were your expectations going into Jack's workout, and how did they change, if any, after you saw it?
You know, a lot of it was we just didn't know, you know, what kind of condition he was in, how the knee would respond. But, you know, as we're out there working him out, we couldn't tell there was a knee injury. You know, you don't know how long he's had it, whatever it may be. I'm far from being a doctor. But just the way he competed and the movement that he had in the workout was exceptional. You know, so we knew that was a guy that we were very excited about, and then it came out about the knee. So it worked out best for us, without a doubt.
What's your vision for him as far as where you think he'll play the most?
You know, he's going to be obviously a linebacker. As we continue to go through the draft and that kind of stuff, we have some different scenarios exactly where he'll play and how he'll play and what situations. So we still got obviously a couple, three more picks left and that kind of stuff. So all that stuff impacts exactly where everybody's going to end up fitting in. But we do have a plan for him.
He's talented enough to go pretty much any of those spots.
Yeah, he can play all three spots. There ain't no doubt. Yeah.
You got several guys like that with Ramsey and Colvin can move around and, mm-hmm. and Jack. And how does that help, you know, when you're trying to tweak things and come up with a scheme and get everything?
Right. I think with a rookie – You'd like to put him in one spot and leave him there so he can understand what we're asking of him. He can work those skill sets. And then as he gets that stuff mastered, then we can end up moving him to different positions. So we would like to leave rookies in one spot as long as we can, and then move them into their second position or whatever is best for our football team.